The examiner performs the active compression test on a patient with acromioclavicular joint pathology. The patient's right shoulder is placed in 90 degrees of forward elevation with the elbow fully extended. The arm is then adducted 10 to 15 degrees. First, the forearm is supinated with the thumb pointing to the ceiling. In this position, the examiner exerts an inferiorly directed force to the arm. Next, the forearm is pronated with the thumb pointing to the floor. In this position, the examiner again exerts an inferiorly directed force to the arm. A test is considered positive if there is greater pain in the glenohumeral joint when the forearm is pronated, second position, than when the arm is supinated, first position. A positive test is suggestive of a superior labrum anterior to posterior slap tear or acromioclavicular joint pathology. Here, the patient has a positive right-sided active compression test.